views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions special edition, Living an Epic Life is Your Birthright. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our regular weekly show producer, Mark.
And I am excited to have this opportunity for our team to explore living an epic life. I'm curious what's going to come up, and I'm hoping we're going to do it just like we usually do the show with the intuition, the amazing intuition, I should say, of both you and Gwen. Let's have some fun today. I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. I feel really honored to be a part of this lineup this afternoon and seeing what we come up with. It's always so much fun.
It's us three that are on the show every week together, and what we usually do and probably going to do some of today is demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is a modality that I work with. It's extremely powerful in clearing and moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences. It's very quick, it's very easy, and we have a lot of fun with it. And so this is basically moving you past any blockages in your life that you feel are holding you back, preventing you from really your fullest potential, your best life, success, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity, whatever it is that you're wanting to align with. So today, our topic being living an epic life is your birthright. And what I do in my work, I am able to quickly tap into our subconscious to check to see what are the belief systems that are actually forming our experience. Not in our conscious mind, because a lot of times our conscious beliefs don't necessarily match our subconscious beliefs, which is a huge portion of what is creating our experience, our subconscious, our belief systems, our emotional energy, our thought patterns, and even past experiences that we've had. So what I want to do today, I want to run this by the both of you and see how you feel about it, is check in to see, are we really living an epic life, or could it be better?
Ooh, that sounds great. Well, when I hear epic life as a birthright, I feel so excited. So I would love to clear any limiting beliefs or blocks that are keeping me from being fully aligned to living my birthright.
And I do get that all three of us do believe fully in our subconscious as well as our conscious mind that living an epic life is our birthright, which is something that I don't see a lot when working with people. I don't see that people actually do believe that this is something that we are allowed to do, that we are meant to do, that we are capable of doing. And I have to say that I am so blessed and I am so grateful for the life that I have created for myself through a lifetime of treachery and hardship and severe trauma, that I do believe that I have come through all of that, and it's not something that I'm attracting in my experience anymore. I love doing this show with both of you because looking at you, Mark, you're getting ready to embark on, what, a one-month journey to where are you going, New Zealand? I don't want to speak for you. Where are you going?
Sure. Well, I'm starting in Hawaii, and then I'm going to go to Australia, and then another week or so in New Zealand. But it's all vacation. It's all exploration and expansion for myself. I'm very excited about it.
Purely pleasurable life,
yes.
which you do live all the time, even though you're not always flying overseas and going vacationing in paradise. You have created a life for yourself since you've been very young that a lot of people only dream about. And
I've been very, very fortunate. Agreed.
Yes, you have. And then, Gwen, you live in one of the most spectacular places on earth right now, doing the work that you love to do, helping people, working with people. She's an amazing intuitive life coach that just has a massive toolbox of modalities that she works with and just kind of structures each session that she works with people just a little bit differently based on all of the knowledge and the wisdom and the experience that she has. And well, I'll let you finish. Again, I'm speaking for you.
Well, I just like to tune into the person in front of me and then, like you said, just kind of dip into my toolbox and see what's the best fit. But the bottom line at the core of all of the sessions is just supporting people and coming home to the truth of who they are.
Yes. So I want to check in with this. I want to explore a little bit deeper into each one of us and see, can it actually get better? I am really surprised, actually, to see that all three of us do believe that it is our birthright. Let's talk a little bit about this before we actually get started.
Here's my first question. I'd like for us just to discuss what epic means. What do we really mean when we say epic, epic life?
Well, I did actually look that up before the show because I wasn't even actually sure if it was really a real word or something kind of slang. And it's got several different definitions, but the one that I think that is applying in this case is impressively great. And like we just discussed, I do believe that all three of us are living a great life, and we all three recognize that we are living a great life. But when I check in with it intuitively, I get very clear yes and no answers through muscle testing. It's one of my gifts. I get that none of us are actually living an epic life, which is an impressively great life. So we're going to up-level that today. We're going to see whatever is blocking us from doing this and clear whatever comes up, whatever may be holding us back from that. And this is something that we do on the regular weekly show. It's a live call-in show, and we take callers in every single show, working with repatterning whatever it is that you're wanting to make a change with. But today we don't have enough time to do that, so we're basically just going to work with us just for the fun of it, see what comes up.
Well, I'm excited.
Me too, me too. I also do just want to let you know, I know that you two know this, but that checking in with your subconscious is always with your permission and only checking in with what it is that we're working on. So I'm not the nosy intuitive. Okay, I want to start with you, Gwen. Gosh, I feel like when looking at you intuitively, I get that you don't believe that you're worthy of living an epic life. You do have the belief that it is your birthright, but for some reason, you're not worthy of your birthright.
The feeling that I had is that, you know, I'm on the brink of it. It's almost like I could, you know, it's so close I could touch it. I can see it, and yet I'm not quite in it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It feels like there's fear coming up for you that if you do fully allow your most fantastic journey, those are the words that I'm getting, that there won't be anything left for you to strive for, to achieve, to work through even, that working through emotional discord, working through your financial situations and your familial situations is all part of the pleasure that you are deriving from your life.
Well, as soon as you started to say all of that, I kind of had this light bulb go off, is that I get a sense of accomplishment through, like you said, the emotional discord, the financial, the family situations that may feel challenging at times.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to clear that.
Right. So what we would want to do is just kind of shift your perceptions of accomplishment is what I'm getting, and shift the way that you achieve and accomplish to the highest and best way. And the highest and best way is defined as the easiest, most loving, most graceful, most abundant, most pleasurable way possible. And know that you will still be fully fulfilled in this lifetime, even if you are living your most epic life. Impressively great life.
Yes. All of that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little bit of repatterning. This is going to clear up any energy that is preventing you from bringing in the epic life in this case, but also any attachments to the emotional discord or the family strife or financial hardship. Any of that is going to be cleared up in the process so that it does make dramatic shifts and changes in your experience. I know that both of you have had plenty of experience with this modality, with this work, and have noticed like how fast it shifts your experience when you actually change these subconscious patterns or the energy or the belief systems that may have been blocking change.
So true.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
It's so powerful.
It is. Okay, so let's look at you, Mark. And before we get done today, I am going to verify that all three of us are ready to live our most epic life. I'm even upgrading it a notch. So not just an epic life, our most epic life. And then
love it.
I love it.
And to see if we're in alignment with that. So for you, Mark, you only have very little resistance, actually, and your resistance is around people. I feel like a lot of what you already have in your life is already epic. It's already impressively great. Where you are falling short a little bit right now is in your relationships with people, which is interesting to me because what I know of you personally, you have a lot of really good friends in your life. And I wouldn't say that logically, but when I'm looking at you intuitively, this is what I'm getting, that you're not fully engaging in relationships to the capacity that you are meant to. And when you do, then you will be living your most epic life.
I completely resonate with that. Can I tell you why?
Sure. I'm a little confused at that myself. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I wanted to mention that my life looks epic to other people. I don't necessarily always experience it as epic. Other people, oh, you have a great life. Look at these things you do and the way your life is set up. And he's like, you're so lucky. That's awesome. But it's up to me to feel and embrace that authenticity of my own existence and to sense that. And if I don't, it gets back to those beliefs and patterns that you always talk about, Deborah, and help me identify so often, which is so wonderful. I love it. And I think part of what came up for me, as you were saying, relationships, is that I have relationships, but I'm in, especially even now, I go through these stages of transition. Like in this case, I'm doing a lot of work with you and personal growth. And part of what happens when you do personal growth, obviously, is you change. And when I change, I'm fearful that it's going to change the dynamic of the relationships that I have in place already. That my, evolving what is what I hope to be doing and changing may distance myself from those relationships. And so therefore, maybe I don't invest as hard or as much in relationships because I don't want to be anchored by them or trapped in them in some way, wanting to maintain them but feeling like it's challenging to do the growth, the personal growth that I'm so interested in doing at this point in my life. Does that make sense?
Well, as you're saying that, and of course I'm checking in to see what is behind the scenes of what you're saying. What is the belief or the pattern that is kind of anchoring that dynamic that you just explained? And I get that you believe that you are the only one that is capable of living an epic life.
Oh, I just think I'm so cool. That's funny. Yeah.
So if you have that belief, and you are creating your experience from your beliefs, then that belief is going to catalyze the experience or the dynamic that you were just describing. And if you're the only one that is capable of living an epic life, then of course you living that life is going to create distance between you and the people that you have in your life.
Wow. I think it ties in with, I had an arrogance issue, which is really funny because most people wouldn't think I was arrogant, which seems like an arrogant thing to say, but I struggled with that a little bit in the past, and we've done some clearing around that 6 months ago, and I have stepped into something that feels more like a humble confidence in the way I'm hooking into the world. Maybe the way in which I define it, like I push against other definitions of what is great or awesome. You know, I have friends that have lives that are, I think, tremendously successful. And I look at them, and so many people defer and have a certain almost reverence for their existence. And they're just people, you know, and I feel really comfortable with that. But it's not like I don't know anyone that lives what I consider my epic life. You know, like a model or somebody who I kind of go, that's the way I want my life to be. And maybe that's what it is. It's just I feel very individual about how I define an epic life or my epic life, which is kind of where I'm coming from on that. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't think you believe that anybody wants your life. There's more separation there in your definition of what is an epic life and what it seems like you believe your friends are defining as an epic life. And
yes.
You're the only one that wants
True.
The life that you live.
Mm-hmm.
So let's change that belief for you, or both of those beliefs, and then I believe that that's all we've got to do, and then that will align you with living your most epic life.
I'm loving
nice.
It. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, let's do all of them together. We're just going to do one clean sweep at the end. I want to know what is preventing me from living my most epic life, which I'm very excited about. I love my life. But I am going to defer this one to you, Gwen, because you have such a gift of seeing things about me that I may not be able to see about myself. So I want to see, what are you getting?
Well, I've been sitting here with my lips buttoned shut, just waiting for the chance to share with you. And it's not a whole lot, except that I really heard and saw that it was about you getting out of your own way. that's really all it is for you.
Why am I in my way? I want to live an epic life, don't I? I get that I do. So what I'm curious about is why am I standing in the way of that?
There's this belief that you know better. You know better how to do life.
Well, checking in with that, I don't get that I believe that I'm better than other people. Do you agree with that? I just want to make sure I'm
okay.
Seeing myself clearly here.
Yeah, it's not about being better than other people.
Right, it's about knowing better, and I think this comes from my past experience of living the life that I was taught to live, living a very normal life, and it was very hard for me. I had many health challenges, emotional challenges. I was severely depressed for 15 years of my life, like suicidally depressed. And I started on a journey of self-exploration and learning and really taking things to extremes as far as my lifestyle, really cleaning up my lifestyle, my food choices, my spiritual practice, all of these things. And I recovered incredibly fast, but didn't see that same dedication that I had in myself and a lot of other people. And the things that I learned, I didn't feel were received by others, whether they weren't able to receive them or they just didn't want to put in the amount of work that came along with making these changes in my lifestyle. Does it have to do with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's very understandable that you would feel a little separated from the collective in the path and the gifts with which you have been able to cultivate and have been given in this life. And it's very rare that someone has the connection and the clarity that you and Gwen have. I think that's very, very rare. And, you know, you said something to me not too long ago, Deborah, that, you know, there's a package of experiences that come along with heightened intuition that so many people say, oh, I'd like to be intuitive. I'd like to, you know, but there's a package. There's a lot of work to that. There is a lot of work. I've heard your stories, Deborah. I'm telling you, it's not an enviable path, just pure pleasure skipping along, you know? It kind of makes me go, wow, maybe that's not, well, it's not. It's not my life, you know? So I think there is a uniqueness, especially in a rarity about your own personal path that is understandably that you might feel a little bit alone in this path and that others aren't going to be, not at least not the bulk, are going to be following in those shoes.
I'm going to change that belief. That's what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the belief that it is rare or that I am unique in that way or that other people aren't willing to put in the dedication, the amount of dedication and process that I have.
Well, when I was hearing you talk, Mark, I certainly agree how gifted Deborah is, but at the same time, what's really struck me since I've come to know her, it is the dedication that you just mentioned, Deborah, because, you know, as you've told us before, you weren't intuitive as a child, and you this wasn't something that just kind of came up for you. You have worked really, really hard, not just with your health, but with your whole being on so many levels that's where the gifts have been allowed to be uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I can understand your life experience and not seeing that type of focus and commitment and dedication from many other people to live that type of a life.
I mean, I've seen people dedicated to things, but I can't even put words to the way I've observed you living your life, Deborah. It is tremendously rare in my experience. I don't know anyone personally or even distantly.
Something in here needs to be cleared so that I don't feel such a huge separation. I don't know anybody in my life that is willing to dedicate themselves to the extent that I have to my spiritual path, to my spiritual growth, even to my healing. I mean, when we're talking about physical healing, I definitely see some people out there that are willing to do some of the things that I've done or willing to go to the extremes that I have gone, but not in all areas. I would love to shift this right now if we can. I am getting that we can.
Yeah, I get that it's just a belief that you have that you're the only person that is willing to, you know, dedicate your life in this way.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that comes from my experience because that is what I've seen. Or maybe, wait a minute, what am I saying? Don't our experiences stem from our beliefs? So, yeah, let's clear that belief, and then I'm sure my experience is going to change. So, yes, thank you for pointing that out to me. I think that that's all we need to do, and then all three of us are going to be aligned with our epic life.
Beautiful.
Let's do a clearing.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So I like to start with an opening prayer, just asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as you both know, that's all we have to do to actually start the energy moving. I feel it moving right along. I know you feel it too, Gwen, super sensitive. We're going to just give this a minute and let the clearing complete, and then I'm going to check us.
This process is so amazing to me. It happens so quickly. It just seems like you just kind of crank it up, and there goes the clearing. And I think what's hard for someone who's first hearing this is that, what are they doing, and did anything really happen? My experience has been tremendous transformation in my life, much of it immediately, and some of it takes a little while to integrate, I believe is the word you use, Deborah. It's amazing, and then just tremendously easy. It's deceptive. 6 months ago, I would have shook my head and go, what are you doing? But through experience, it's just one of the coolest things I have ever had in my life, and I'm extremely grateful for it. So,
wasn't it just 6 months ago, Mark, that you did shake your head and say, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden you got sucked in.
Yes. I got to the vortex of change in my life, and I have loved it. It is absolutely amazing, and I love it. Yes.
Well, this is why we're offering the radio show on Mondays. It's a live call-in show where we give you a chance to experience it, because like you've said in one of the previous shows, Mark, there is no substitute for direct experience. I think those
Absolutely.
Were the exact words you used. It is not something that you can understand just by listening to what we're doing, but it is something that you will feel and you will notice shifting in your life, in yourself, in your relationships, in your patterns. So
yep.
I just want to encourage anybody that's just a little bit curious about it, even if you just want to call us and ask some questions, give us a call during the live show on Mondays, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ.
Also the teleconference calls, which we do Tuesday nights.
Yes, another opportunity. We do a live group clearing call every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific, where you can call in and receive a full hour, not just 5 minutes or 10 minutes of clearing, but a full hour of highly transformational clearing in a group setting. Another thing you've got to just experience to understand how it works. But we'll create dramatic shifts in your life. So if you want to check out that, it's on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, tells you a little bit about it, and there's a place to register for that as well. All right, let's get back to business, shall we? I want to see if Gwen is aligned with and accepting and living her most epic life. I get yes. I also want to check in to just make sure that's going to stick. You're not going to sabotage that in any way. I get no that you're not. And checking in with Mark. Mark, I get you're aligned with your most epic life, living it, accepting it, receiving it, and I am too.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
All right. Let's go to bed. Wake up tomorrow. See what the new day has in store.
Ready to embark on our brand new most epic life ever. I love it.
Yeah. I am so grateful for Transformation Talk Radio for coming up with this series and bringing it to my attention that we are not yet actually living our most epic life, even though we do believe it is a birthright. I hope that all of you out there believe that it's your birthright too, because I get that's true. So it is our opportunity to identify and release these limiting patterns and blocks, belief systems that are inhibiting us from fully expressing our own version of an epic life. And that is exactly what we have done for ourselves today using a technique we call conscious repatterning. If you missed any part of the show today and you would like to listen to the archives, you can find those on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also get more information about what we're doing or get connected in with one of the live group clearing calls that we do Tuesday nights. And if you'd like to join us for our regular weekly show, that's Mondays, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.